While none of these theories came true as imagined, most of them were not entirely false either. In fact, the history of modern capitalism can be written as a succession of crises that capitalism survived only at the price of deep transformations of its economic and social institutions, saving it from bankruptcy in unforeseeable and often unintended ways. Seen this way, that the capitalist order still exists may well appear less impressive than that it existed so often on the brink of collapse and had continuously to change, frequently depending on contingent exogenous supports that it was unable to mobilize endogenously. The fact that capitalism has, until now, managed to outlive all predictions of its impending death need not mean that it will forever be able to do so. There is no inductive proof here, and we cannot rule out the possibility that next time, whatever cavalry capitalism may require for its rescue may fail to show up. A short recapitulation of the history of modern capitalism serves to illustrate this point. Liberal capitalism in the 19th century was confronted by a revolutionary labor movement that needed to be politically tamed by a complex combination of repression and co-optation, including democratic power sharing and social reform. In the early 20th century, capitalism was commandeered to serve national interests in international wars, thereby converting it into a public utility under the planning regimes of a new war economy, as private property and the invisible hand of the market seemed insufficient for the provision of the collective capacities countries needed to prevail in international hostilities. After the First World War, restoration of a liberal capitalist economy failed to produce a viable social order and had to give way in large parts of the industrial world to either communism or fascism, while in the core countries of what was to become the West, liberal capitalism was gradually succeeded, in the aftermath of the Great Depression, by Keynesian state-administered capitalism. Out of this grew the democratic welfare state capitalism of the three post-war decades, with hindsight the only period in which economic growth and social and political stability, achieved through democracy, coexisted under capitalism, at least in the OECD world, where capitalism came to be awarded the epithet advanced. In the 1970s, however, what had with hindsight been called the post-war settlement of social democratic capitalism began to disintegrate, gradually and imperceptibly at first, but increasingly punctuated by successive, ever more severe crises of both the capitalist economy and the social and political institutions embedding, that is, supporting as well as containing it. This was the period of both intensifying crisis and deep transformation when late capitalism, as impressively described by Werner Sombart in the 1920s, gave way to neoliberalism. Crisis Theory Redux. Today, after the watershed of the financial crisis of 2008, critical and indeed crisis-theoretical reflection on the prospects of capitalism and its society is again en vogue. Does Capitalism Have a Future? Is the title of a book published in 2013 by five outstanding social scientists, Emmanuel Wallerstein, Randall Collins, Michael Mann, Gheorghe Derlugian, and Craig Calhoun. Apart from the introduction and the conclusion, which are collectively authored, the contributors present their views in separate chapters, and this could not be otherwise since they differ widely. Still, all five share the conviction that, as they state in the introduction, something big looms on the horizon, a structural crisis much bigger than the recent Great Recession, which might in retrospect seem only a prologue to a period of deeper troubles and transformations. On what is causing this crisis, however, and how it will end, there is substantial disagreement, which, with authors of this caliber, may be taken as a sign of the multiple uncertainties and possibilities inherent in the present condition of the capitalist political economy. To give an impression of how leading theorists may differ when trying to imagine the future of capitalism today, I will at some length review the prospects and predictions put forward in the book. A comparatively conventional crisis theory is probably the one offered by Wallerstein, who locates contemporary capitalism at the bottom of a Kondratiev cycle, classes.